For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's August the 27th, and we're glad you're with us today. Now, if you're listening to us on the radio, you don't notice anything different. But if you go to the internet, go to kbia.org, then click on talk shows, click on Radio Friends, and you'll see that we've got all new digs here. We've got a new set. Yeah, there it is right there. And thanks to Travis McMillan and all the nice people at Reynolds Journalism Institute. Now, we got two guests today. We start, first of all, with Elizabeth Gagné.
I pronounced it correct.
Yes,
good to have
you
here.
You.
Elizabeth, you with MU Healthcare Children's Hospital. And you wanted to talk about sickle cell anemia, sickle cell, right?
Yes.
There's something that some people may not realize or understand.
Yes. September is the beginning of sickle cell month, and so we wanted to raise awareness about sickle cell disease and sickle cell anemia, and especially sickle cell trait, because being with the university and it being a Division I school, all of their athletes get tested for sickle cell trait, whether we do it here or it's done when they're born. And in the state of Missouri, sickle cell trait has been tested since 1989. And so every newborn in the state of Missouri has a screening done. And
so what is sickle cell?
It is a blood disorder, and it is caused by genetics. It's passed on through from the parents. And if the child receives two of the genetic defects, then they actually have the disease. It causes pain. That's their main focus of problems.
And how is it treated?
It's treated with pain medication, they usually have to drink a lot of water, a lot of fluids. Sometimes they have to be hospitalized. The only cure is a transplant. But that's very...
A transplant?
Bone marrow transplant or a stem cell transplant. There's two different kinds for them.
If it's not cured, is it a fatal disease or is it something you live with and it's treated for all of your life?
It can be both. It can be fatal and it you can live with it. There's a lady in Kansas City I met a few years ago that was in her 80s. But I've lost a child that I take care of, used to take care of at 17. So...
Is it a disease that you've gone through half of your life and then all at once, poof, you got sickle cell anemia?
No, you are born with it.
Okay. All right. If people want more information about this, what can they do?
They can call us. We have a local number and we also have an 800 number. The local number is 882-7967 and that gets you directly to me and I can provide you information.
And you're an RN?
Yes.
Is there anything in particular that you would like to get across to the audience that we haven't covered yet?
I would say that if you don't know whether or not you have sickle cell disease, that you ask your parent or you get tested.
How are you tested?
You go and get a blood test.
It's a simple blood test.
It's a simple blood test, yes.
Okay. All right. Elizabeth, thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, people think it's primarily a African-American disease, but that's not necessarily true. It happens in Hispanics and people who are born in the Mediterranean Arabic areas also.
Okay. All right. And again, for more information, the number is?
Is 882-7967, or there's an 800 number, and it's 888-806-0078. I don't remember it myself.
Oh. That happens as we grow just a little bit older.
Yes.
Elizabeth Gagné.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you, RN, Paul.
RN at MU Healthcare Children's Hospital. Thank you. You're a delightful lady.
Thank you.
All right. Now we turn to my other friend over here, Debbie Sorrell, Columbia Fire Department.
Hello, good Paul, to have
how
you
here.
How are you? It's nice
Fine.
To see you.
Yeah, you're walking around with a little cane
with
today.
With a cane. I'm just
what
a
happened?
Mess. I am just a mess. I tore the ACL in my knee, and so I'm hobbling.
Yeah. Doing firefighting.
Not firefighting, fighting education, stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay. But anyway, you're here, the students are back in town, We've had an exceptionally dry summer.
Really dry, and the fire department has been so busy. So busy, and unfortunately, the kids will bring fires with them.
The kids are going to bring fires with them? Why do you say that?
Because they're off on your own for the first time, just like you and I, Vicki. This is like we were, you know.
Yeah.
We're on our own, making our own decisions, and a lot of times they're not the best decisions.
So do you see an increase in fires once school
starts? Every type of call, whether it be a medical emergency or car accidents, yes.
So...
And we have more population. The more people you have,
yeah.
You're going to see them. So it just really, most fires are off campus than on campus. But if we're losing 10 to 18 students a year nationwide to fire, there certainly are better ways to die.
And you know, the thing to keep in mind right now, this has been an exceptionally dry summer.
Yes.
So terribly dry. And it never ceases to amaze me, and it makes me so angry when I will see people throw cigarette butts out of their car into the road. Now, I live out in the country. I was walking down my road last week with my dog. Dry, dry morning. The wind was blowing. A person drives by smoking a cigarette and simply flicked the cigarette out in the middle of the road. Now, I just happened to be there at that time, and I stomped it out.
Mm-hmm.
But that cigarette could have rolled off the road into the roadside and started a massive forest fire, as dry as everything is.
That's true.
And people don't think about that.
And even people who were trying to mow to clean up and stuff, because we don't have a lot of growth, but if they would hit a rock with the blade, that spark was even starting fires.
I didn't think about that.
It has just been unbelievably dry. But still, our number one cause of fire, citizens in Columbia that are here year-round, nationwide, and with our college students, is cooking. Unattended cooking, whether it's at the barbecue.
Unattended cooking.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Now, barbecuing this time of the year, as dry as it is, Is it still okay to barbecue, or does the fire department say, no, maybe you shouldn't light a fire in a barbecue grill?
Anytime you're cooking, we want you to stay right there with it anyway. So whether you're at a grill or at your stovetop, stay with it, and you'll probably be fine. We do discourage any kind of recreational fires.
Like campfires?
Campfires, chimneys, things that are going on. We're not doing any burn permits at all, whether it's fire spinning, which is an art form a lot of folks in Columbia do. We're not doing any permits right now until we get significant rain.
If people want more information about this, what's the number?
Have them call me directly. I'm at 573-874-7569, or they can jump on our website.
Okay. All right. Debbie Sorrell, thank you
good
so
to
much
see
for coming
good
by
to see
Columbia
you.
Fire Department. Tomorrow, Val Gurman, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. It's the wrong astral there. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio today, Kyle Felling. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We will see you tomorrow, and go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Look at our new set. See you. Bye-bye.